40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The market's steady as she goes so far. The Dow is up 200 points in early trading after the government's new report reflecting a sharp slowdown in economic growth. The GDP grew at a sluggish annual rate of 1.1% in the first quarter. Javier David, business editor at Axios.
One of the weaknesses in this GDP data was in housing and business investment. Housing is very influenced by interest rates. Mortgage rates up near, still sort of dangling near 6-7%.
Analysts say the new numbers are likely to persuade the Fed to raise interest rates again. A bright spot in the morning's markets, better than expected results from Facebook's parent company, Meta. An American reporter jailed in Russia will not be allowed to meet with an official from the U.S. consulate. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The U.S. had requested a visit on May 11th. That's been denied. The Russian Foreign Ministry says it's in retaliation for the U.S. refusing to grant visas to Russian journalists who will be traveling with the Russian Foreign Minister to the United Nations. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been in Russian custody since late March on espionage charges.
Lawyers for the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman accused of leaking military secrets have just filed court documents urging he be released from jail ahead of his trial. Prosecutors feel otherwise. Head of Jack Teixeira's scheduled bail hearing in Boston today. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Prosecutors say 5 years ago, Teixeira was suspended from high school for talking about weapons, mentioning Molotov cocktails and guns at the school, and making racial threats.
A day after he signed an agreement allowing U.S. nuclear submarines to dock in South Korea for the first time since the 1980s, Yoon Suk-yeol will visit Capitol Hill. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The South Korean president remains here in Washington today. He's going to address a joint session of Congress, the first South Korean president to do so in a decade.
A judge in Missouri has temporarily blocked a first-of-its-kind rule restricting access to gender-affirming health care for kids and adults. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The rule would require documentation of gender dysphoria for 3 years and therapy over at least a year and a half before patients could access gender-affirming medical treatments, such as puberty blockers, hormones, or surgery.
Health officials have issued a warning. This strep throat season could be especially dangerous and long. The CDC says a more aggressive, invasive Group A infection has taken hold among kids, and a shortage of antibiotics is compounding the problem. S&P futures up 32. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's only oil refinery reopens this summer, 5 years after it shut down following an explosion that injured 36 workers. The AP reporting the U.S. Chemical Safety Board found the refinery's lack of safeguards during a maintenance shutdown led to that blast, causing $550 million in damages. The Canadian-owned refinery in Superior is expected to resume full operations by the end of June and employ some 350 people. The national COVID-19 public health emergency ends May 11th, but hospitals remain busy with patients who had delayed care during the pandemic. Doctors say they're catching diseases at later stages because of those delays, and now they're seeing patients with more serious health problems. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare without judgment. And everyone deserves a healthcare provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive healthcare services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone and made me such a...
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. I want to welcome, for the first time to the show, my guest, Mr. Kevin Jackson. He's an entrepreneur, author, consultant, and former media commentator based in Gilbert, Arizona. He previously worked as a contributor. Are you ready for this? To Fox News, and is the best-selling author of The Big Black Lie. Oh, my God. How I Learned the Truth About the Democratic Party, along with running his own website at the Kevin Jackson Network. Jackson is the Vice President of Content Management at WIMKIN, helping them continue their growth across the social media realm. And, man, with that kind of background, let's welcome Mr. Kevin Jackson to the show. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. Why are you going to play lady when I'm coming on the show? You trying to say I'm transgender or what, man?
No, man.
I heard that intro music.
Well, the intro music was scheduled long before I even knew who you were. I don't, unlike conservatives, I don't waste time worrying about whether somebody is transgender or not. It's not my business.
Is that a conservative thing?
Yeah, it is. The only people I hear complaining about whether or not somebody is transgender are Republicans.
Yeah, well, so the complaint, here's the deal, Earl. Nobody's complaining. Transgender has been around since the dawn of man.
I understand that. But it hasn't been made a major issue.
No, let me just finish this. What we're complaining about is that when it's in your face, I mean, holy cow, man, I don't care if somebody wants to be transgender. I'm a staunch conservative. I don't care what you want to be. I don't care if you want to be transgender. I don't care if you want to affirm yourself to your ethnicity. I don't care if you want to affirm yourself as I'm a woman, hear me roar. But what I do care about is when we want to stick it in my face.
Okay, so let me respond to you this way. This is America.
Sure.
And people have a right to do and say and be whoever they want to be. And so whether or not they stick it in your face or not, they have a right to do that in this country.
They have a right to do that, but they don't have a right to legislate.
And this is what kills me with conservatives who poke their chests out as if they're somebody special and somehow have more value than other people in this country.
I'm not even going to let you get away with that. No, I don't think I have more value. Well, I just told you, I don't care if you're conservative. I don't care what you profess to be. When the government wants to tell me, Kevin, you're going to use pronouns in talking with people. Kevin, you're going to change the definition of marriage. Kevin, you're going to make something that you've learned and grown up with that makes common sense, and I'm going to force you to do it. I'm going to force you to recognize a man as a woman. And in fact, I'll even jail you in some cases if you don't use the right pronouns. Now you got my attention.
So let me respond to you this way. That's the way you see it. I'm a man just like you.
Let me
finish my point,
man. Earl, if you tell me that's not the way I see it. That's the law.
It is. Where is that the law? Okay, so let me say this, sir.
They're proposing those actual bills in legislation.
Well, then it's not the law.
Okay, so are they proposing any bills about how I grow up? Well, are they proposing anything that says, Kevin, you grow up black, you grow up like this, I'm going to propose a law that fits you, that makes everybody compel to what you want?
Kevin, people can propose whatever laws they want to propose until they become law. That's all it is. So for somebody to get worked up about proposals, if I did that every time,
let me finish my point.
Okay. Yeah. After all, it's the Earl Ingram Show, not the Kevin Jackson Show. And I don't mind.
I have a show, Earl.
Okay. So here's my point, sir. My point is I don't waste my time worried about what somebody is crafting, a bill is being crafted, for heaven's sakes. If I follow all the lunacy ideas that Republicans are crafting and I jump off the cliff based on what they're crafting.
Republicans are crafting these bills that you're wasting time on. Look, people get fired. People are getting fired because they make some innocuous statement. A dude got put on leave of absence because he was reading a book called The KKK versus Notre Dame. Notre Dame versus the KKK. A black woman walked by, saw him reading this book, and he got put on leave of absence. Well, you know what the book was about? Notre Dame fighting against the KKK. But he got put on leave of absence. Another person used the term niggardly, which means miserly.
I know what that is.
Somebody didn't understand that. Yeah, well, I'm just telling for the audience.
Okay,
and people didn't know what it meant, so dude got put on leave of absence or got fired over that. People use the term, you people, or something like that. They get fired. People say something that's a little off kilter. And so you talk about legislation. It's not just about legislation. This is affecting people's lives.
So let me tell you, when you, as a 69-year-old black man who's lived through racism and bigotry and continues to see it, and so somebody like you comes in and says, well, they make some statements that they really didn't mean, and so there's a price to be paid. If you look at the history of the nation,
okay,
the nation and of my father and his father and what they went through.
I'm not
accepting, they made a mistake.
Let me ask you this, since you ain't black, right? Here's the deal. Joe Biden said you ain't black, and
I'm
that's not racist. We talking racism. We talking racism, and I agree with you that we all went through something, right? And so we're all victims because we were victims of our culture.
I
want to ask you this question. I just want to ask one simple thing. I just want to make one simple comment. Joe Biden made this comment, and it's practically verbatim. I went to the black sections of my town, and I met in parks, and I talked to black men, and I told them it's okay to wear a condom. I talked to black women, and I said it's okay to say no. I got tested for AIDS. Barack got tested for AIDS. You should get tested for AIDS. Now, do you want to tell me, number one, a white man telling somebody there's a black section of his town, then he claims he went there and lectured black people on how to be what? Black men on how to be what? Civilized? How to wear a condom? Lectured black women on what? Rape culture? On how to say no? And nobody has said a word about it.
So let me respond to you.
So go look at that. Go look up that clip and tell me about racism. This is a dude who walks into places and talks about Indians and says these are the people. Look, Earl, I'm just, if I can make a final point, I'm
not. No, listen, you can finish talking. Just like on your show, nobody's going to dictate to you. You're not going to dictate to me. Again, this is the Earl Ingram show. I invited you on. And I don't mind giving you an opportunity to have a discussion, but it's not the Kevin Jackson
Earl,
show.
I don't need an opportunity.
So here's what I want to say to you on your show.
I do national media.
Well, that's fine, but you don't have to do it on my show.
If you want to have a conversation and you want me as a guest, to shut you, let me talk. I'll let you talk, but don't talk to me about whose show it is. I know whose show it is.
Get rid of him. Let me say this to you, because I don't need to waste any time with you, man. You can get lost, you know. The bottom line is for a clown to make the kinds of statements that this clown is making. I don't care if he does it on national media. He's from Fox News. What does that matter? Who gives a rip where he's from? His arrogance and his continued disrespect of what's real. I don't give a rip about him being on Fox News. Who gives a damn? The fact of the matter is to act as if he can dictate to whether somebody is transgender and they can't put it in his face. Who is he? This is what the problem is. And one of the major problems, in our society, live and let live. It's not your issue. Who the hell do you think you are? Well, you know, I do national media. Who gives a rip about you doing national media? That doesn't mean you aren't a fool. I don't need to have you on the show. Come on. Well, yeah, you know, I'll do well, then good riddance. And any person who has the unmitigated gall to use the terminology. Where is it at? The big black lie. Hey, man, that says all that needs to be said about who and what you are. You know. Just, you know. Anyway, let me go to Tom, man. Hey, Tom, I'm going to try to regain my composure.
Wow. Earl, first off, why is this man so insecure about his own orientation of that he brings up transgender and gay right away? I mean, they are obsessed. They are so obsessed with people's sexuality.
Again, he's a conservative, right? Well, I'm a conservative.
I know. But what the hell is it with these people being so obsessed with sexuality? Just like Ron DeSantis, don't say gay law. Well, you know what? You just brought up the whole thing where people are going to say, what is gay? Because you put it in the thing, what is gay, and you don't want people talk gay. I don't get it. All people that are LGBTQ plus want to do is live their lives and everyone else mind your effing business. And on top of that, if a private corporation, which you guys are so big on the conservative side, if a private corporation fires somebody, that's up to that private corporation.
Hang on, Tom. Got to go to a break. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Good riddance, Mr. Kevin Jackson. Don't let the door hit you.
You're my lady.
And you know the rest. We'll be right back. Let a good...
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Four times the fun, four times the excitement, four times the reasons you need to get to the Oasis Project's May 4th Splash for Cash event at Springwater Park. Join us for a day of fun in 45,000 square foot indoor water park, water slide, activity pools, game arcade, snack shop, 50-50 raffle,
all right, I won,
and 100 envelope ball. Go to oasisprojectwi.org/splash. That's oasisprojectwi.org/splash.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 62 this afternoon, under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 40. Daytime highs approaching 61. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Temps a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 40s to the mid-50s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Sail on down the line about half a mile or so, and I don't really want to know where you're going. Maybe once or twice, you see, time after time I tried to hold on to what we got, but now you're going. And I don't mind about the things you're gonna say, Lord. I gave all my money and
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. I've regained my composure. The break was just what was needed. But I don't, for the life of me, before we go back to the phone lines, that a person thinks so much of themselves that I'm going to take the time to look through music and find a song for a guy I don't know and play a song that is directed at him. You know, I don't, you know, it takes all kinds. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Hey, Ken, what do you want to say, man?
Morning. Good morning, Earl. Is Kevin still there or no?
No, I booted him, man.
Oh, what did he do? I missed a part of it.
Well, here's what he did. Number one, don't call anybody's radio show or don't be on anybody's radio show that's not yours. And you're going to control the conversation. Don't be so stupid and ignorant that you're going to. I was just on a guy's show yesterday up in Wausau. Do you think I tried to overtalk him? Do you think I tried to control the conversation? No. I'm not going to have anybody do that here, man. Although people try it all the time. You know, if you want to have a conversation, we can have that. But you're not going to dictate what the conversation is going to be. That's just...
What was he trying to dictate to him?
Well, why don't you do this, man? If you didn't hear it, then, you know, we have a podcast that'll be up. So Calvin, when will the podcast be up?
The podcast should be up before noon today.
Okay, well, then you can hear it from there. I'm not going to take the time out to explain to you. Go ahead.
Maybe you should be a bit more open mind, Earl.
Maybe I should be. Listen, I'm really open-minded. I let you on the show all the time. That's an open-minded person.
I like your
show. Okay, all right. So that means I'm open-minded. If I was like conservative talk radio, you would never get on the airwaves. And that's a fact.
Yeah, a lot of times that's true.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Thank you for the call. So anyway, Tom, again, the guy said that I played Kenny Rogers, Lady, for him. First words out of his mouth, transgender. Hey, man, that's not what we were going to be talking about, right?
Exactly.
Well, and then he said, well, they're forcing it. They're doing it in my face. Who are you, man? Right? I mean, you know, I'm looking at his resume. I know it's embellished. But to act like he's somebody special, come on, man.
Earl, it wasn't you that brought up transgender. It was him.
I know, man.
This guy, they are so obsessed, like I said, with people's orientation. I mean, first off, Earl, did you play that song because I give my time and my money to something just now? I mean, come on, Earl. You must have played that because you know that I give my time and money to special organizers. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I mean,
these people are schizophrenic.
I knew there was something up when he wrote the book, The Big Black Lie, and the fact that it's a bestseller, you know, according to Fox News, and that he was a contributor to Fox News.
Earl, what I don't understand is it's not the government that is saying anything about trans. It's these Republicans. It's the conservatives that keep bringing up LGBTQ plus. All the people on the LGBTQ plus side are trying to do is to defend themselves in terms of ending up in a concentration camp or whatever might be. I mean, come on.
I mean, you know, I mean, I'm on the radio Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day. That's a lot of time. So I consume a lot of information every day. And so I know where it's coming from. And so when I point it out to him, he gets in his feelings, you know. You know, and they're putting it in my face. They're crafting legislation. Well, this is what he said. They're crafting legislation.
He brought it into your face. Our faces.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't hear you say one word about transgender. Well, you played the song. It's a romantic song called Lady.
I didn't play it because it's romantic. I played it because it was one of my favorite songs many years ago, and I listened and I love Kenny Rogers, and people hadn't heard it, I'm sure, in a long time. It's why I played it. Okay. And so, you know, but this is what I mean by having to deal with people who walk around with their chest poked out talking about I'm a conservative. And I do try, man. But it's unfortunate. I do happen to know a few conservatives, only a few, who know that the way these people are acting is insane. And we got to call it out like that. It's insane. I'm sorry if it hurts some conservatives' feelings, but there are other conservative people called the Lincoln Project who are doing the same thing. They're pointing out to these people that these people are nuts. From Republicans. Got to go to a break, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Special Report. A legendary TV talk show host has died.
Jerry!
His family and his publicist say Jerry Springer died peacefully today at his home in suburban Chicago. He presided over the syndicated Jerry Springer Show for 27 years, where he mediated family feuds and other sticky situations.
Willie says one night of bad decisions is his biggest regret. Willie, what's going on?
Things often turn chaotic. The British-born Springer told the BBC,
"Yes, it's a stupid show. I always say our show is stupid. But it, for 1 hour, it's an escape from regular life.
Springer also served as mayor of Cincinnati in 1977. A family spokesperson says Jerry Springer was diagnosed with cancer a few months ago. His condition took a turn for the worse this week. Springer was 79.
Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Mississippi River keeps rising in southwest Wisconsin. Some people are evacuating their homes. The river is swollen because of the rapidly melting snowpack further north. The National Weather Service says the big river should start to fall tomorrow. The river at La Crosse hit close to 16 feet yesterday. It's expected to slowly go down through the weekend. Republican state lawmakers are unveiling their shared revenue plan today. Shared revenue is the money the state sends to local governments. Their plans include a $100 million innovation fund to encourage sharing of services like police and fire protection. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calls it doing more with less. In sports, the Bucks are out of the playoffs after last night's Game 5 overtime loss to Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's bring Jack from Merrimack on first, man, before I move any further. Good morning, Jack. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. Yeah, I thought I'd come in a little earlier today. A couple of days ago, you got to watch your gas, man. I called in so late that, and that was my fault, that I couldn't rebut your guest comments. To me, it seems that at least they were intended to distract from the real issues. It amazes me how this guy, this was from 2 days ago, I think his first name was Mike.
Right.
And
Michael Lentz.
Yeah,
these are conservatives, and I know they're conservatives when I invite them on, but I think we should be able to have a conversation, and I believe I can have a conversation with anybody. It's why I knowingly, but I learned a little something from the last guest. Go ahead.
Anyway, it amazes me how obvious some of these extremists are. First, I call in about the fascist approach that some of these crazy Republicans have in this country. I pointed out January 6th, the re-education by censoring books, courses, banning factual history classes, and even legislative attempts in Florida to ban the Democratic Party. And the first thing he starts yelling at me, literally yelling, by, "That's an insult." Well, I'm sorry, but it's either fascism or communism, depending on who's paying the bills. And then he continues with the, "Should we allow pornography in the elementary schools?" Scare tactic. Obviously, nobody's advocating that. But when politicians get involved in re-education by banning historical facts, discussion of real issues like LGBTQ issues in every class, and even banning things like rainbow references, it approaches fantastical education censorship. I mean, I taught in schools from sixth grade to public colleges, and in some private and parochial schools as well for over 40 years. His reference to pornography being taught in young children's classes is just an unambiguous attempt. He's trying to stir up fear, anger, and hate. This isn't being done. It isn't considered, and it's just as much a lie as the Democrats will take all your guns away. The people that need to decide what is taught in schools are people who have, through the certification process, they're taught what subjects are appropriate in classes at various ages. Politicians need to quit trying to determine that without any purpose other than fear-mongering and inciting their gullible base.
You know.
So anyway, that's...
Well, you know, Jack. That's what I have. So, and those are legitimate points. And so even though I've always been one who believes we can have dialogue and conversation, I've always, ever since I've been in radio, had the other side on. But the other side has not been as insane, Jack, as these people are today. You know, you and I remember a time when Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan and Republicans and Democrats could sit down, even though they disagreed, and do what's in the best interest of the society. Not anymore. Because the people on the right side, i.e. conservatives, have gotten so whacked out that you can't even have a conversation, Jack, with them. And I don't ever want to be in the amen corner. I'm just sorry, man. I don't want people calling and my guests being, I agree with you, Earl. Everything you say, I agree with. No. To me, that's not good radio. Good radio's having give and take, yin and yang, and dialogue. But you really have to be, and I have to be more insightful about who I'm going to bring on the air, and maybe have an extended conversation with that person before I invite them on the air. Because clearly, the last guest I just had, and even the guy you're talking about, they're so far over the edge. We got enough callers who are also over the edge, and I still give them an opportunity to have a conversation. But you know, Jack, we're really in a dangerous, dangerous time in this country where that you can't even reason with people, right? I mean... And it's almost like there is no reasoning because this is in their minds and that's what they're going to go with, right? Because they got it from Fox News. You know, they got it from Tucker Carlson. You remember, Jack, when Bill O'Reilly was on Fox News. You remember him?
Yep.
Okay. Bill O'Reilly wasn't as...
He seemed to be a reasonable voice.
This is my point. They used to be reasonable, But the people of today, these conservatives of today, are not even reasonable, man. And so this is the inherent danger, Jack, that the nation faces. And I always talk about the danger of what happens inside of our nation. And you know, Jack, this has been allowed to ferment, this kind of dialogue. And now I don't know how you put it back in the bottle. Do you know?
Well, if I had a surefire way, I would be happy to let you know, but I sure don't. I'm pretty old guy. I go back, and as a matter of fact, by the way, the first president I voted for, first presidential candidate, I should say, was Barry Goldwater, and he could hardly be described as a progressive or liberal.
Right.
But I thought at least he was an honest and a reasonable candidate. But in any case, I'm not opposed to Republican philosophies and ideas if the candidate seems like a reasonable person. But one of the issues is that our politicians have figured out this is a way to get our base stirred up, to incite people with fear, anger, and hatred. And, oh, we're so afraid, we've got to get a Republican in. Nobody else can do the job. You know, and again, this is another fascist idea that and Trump is leading in this. I and only I can solve your problems. No one else can. And I mean, that's crazy because in this complex world, one person alone can't do it.
Well, you know, Jack, the other side of that is, you know, they want to keep pointing the finger at Joe Biden. And the truth of the matter is Joe Biden is attempting to fix these issues. The Republican side of it, they're not attempting to fix anything. That thing is burn it down. And so with that mindset, you know, we're at a point, a dangerous tipping point, Jack, in this nation's history, that after you and I are gone, I'm so fearful of what happens to the people who are left if we don't get this worked out before we're gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there are so many issues that we absolutely have to deal with. Climate change is real close to the top of the list, if it isn't the number one issue, because that's what can cause the destruction of this world, as we know it, at least. Well, but there are other things, and as you point out, the Republican Party, or at least their current so-called leadership, seems to be doing two things. Denial of any of the problems. Oh, no, it's all caused by somebody else. Only we can fix it. And obstruction. McConnell himself, less than 6 months after Joe Biden was inaugurated, stated 100% of my purpose is to block Biden's administration.
Well, he also said when Barack Obama was president that he never gets reelected.
Yeah. Fortunately, he was wrong there.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, thank you very much as always, my friend. I appreciate it. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Eric, you say what, man?
Hello, Earl. I thought that guy was just going to complain because you're, you know, playing Kenny Rogers coming on. That was wild. He got right into that. And, you know, I see the Republican fear. A lot that I've read it and seen it from a lot of people is that a lot of it is rooted in that 2043. Which is the year when white folks are going to be the statistical minority in this country. And that put them in kind of a fast forward, like we need to do something to secure this minority rule now before we get run out, it seems.
You know, Eric, there are a lot of people who aren't even aware of that, right? But there are.
Right. Well, that's sorry. Sorry about that.
No. You don't have to be sorry. Because here, Because Eric, because at the root of it is that. And you know what? There's nothing that they can do to prevent that.
Right, right. Well, and as a white guy, I see it and I know it. Our generations, Generation X and beyond, as the quote unquote, you know, identified as white folks, simply aren't having as many kids ourselves.
That's it.
That's leading a lot of the change, as much as anything. We've gone from these 5 and 6 child kid, you know, families to 1, 1.5 kids.
Well, and that's by design. You've made a decision. I was talking to somebody the other day. I forgot who it was, and they mentioned something about the fact that people are having abortions for the reason why. You know, people aren't having children. And they want to argue with me about it. And I mean, really, people are consciously making decisions to have a bunch of children cost a lot of money. And so people are very not having as many children as they once had because. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Remember, there used to be more agricultural and labor-based things that people could have their kids work on to help around.
Right.
Now we live in cities. There's no chores. There's only so many chores to go around the house.
Well, you know, chores is one thing. Feeding, clothing.
Oh, sure.
You know, children. And prepare.
We're raising one.
What did they say it costs, man? What did they say it costs to raise a child from birth to 18 today? I don't know. I think they said over $150,000.
I feel it. I feel it.
Okay. For just to raise a child from birth to adulthood, 150 or more, I think it was. So Calvin will look it up and we'll let you know on the other side, but there's a number that is out there. Calvin, did you
find it? I'll tell you real quick, Earl. Are you going to break?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, that number real quick. Right now the number is about $310,000 from the day a child's born to you turn 18.
$310,000.
Wow.
So
growing every day.
Eric, hang on. Eric, hang on.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to go to a break. But repeat that number again, Calvin.
$17,000 a year, ending up to $310,000 from the time a child's born till they turn 18.
So how many kids are you going to have, Calvin?
You know, we'll have to see about that.
At that rate. All right, got to go to a break. 844. So that's what happened to my money. We gotta go. We gotta go to break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. I swear I can't wait any longer. Every day my love grows cold. Oh, baby. And I'd like to make it.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried 3 or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Mainly clear skies this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 62. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 40 tonight, mainly clear. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 61. Chance for scattered showers, Saturday and Sunday, 54, Saturday, 47, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. 300. Walking down the street. And what's that number again, man?
$310,000.
And you want to know why people aren't having children from birth to 18. Go ahead, Eric from Tulsa.
That's almost $1,500 a month. Break that down. That's $50 a day. $50 a day to raise a kid. That's shocking.
Well, man,
we're doing it. But
listen, man, I think it's got to be more than that, man. I took the young man I'm raising bowling the day before yesterday, and we bowled. He bowled two games. I bowled one. We rented bowling shoes. It was $50 friggin' dollars.
I'll say this, Mr. Ingram. And by the way, a belated happy anniversary to you
and your
wife as well.
Thank you.
But I'll say this, that study may not be kicking in this recent rush of inflation we're all seeing either.
Right.
But I want to talk about something really earlier.
Go ahead,
man. You were talking about, and really about decisions and these decisions being made by Republicans. I lived in Raleigh-Durham area of North Carolina for about 15 years, and the taxes around there, because I worked at a small business and had a small business there, so we dealt with sales tax, and the sales tax was always about 7.25% or 7.5% in the counties that were Durham and Raleigh, the big cities, and from those percentages, a big thing I looked this up because you were talking about this earlier. In Wisconsin, it's 5.5 and 5.6 in Milwaukee because I'm the 10%. The 1.1% is something 10 extra in Milwaukee, but it's basically 5.5 throughout the state, which I think I remember when we left in 2003, it was 5.something. And so it hasn't changed much either in 20 years before we moved back. But it being those numbers, I looked in North Carolina, I remember 4.25% went to the state. And in Wisconsin, it's 5 of that 5.5% goes to the state, to Madison. And in North Carolina, it was 2.25% going to the counties. And here, it's 0.5% going to Milwaukee County. I mean, that is a shocking discrepancy.
And again, no, Eric, it's done intentionally.
Oh, of course. And this is what I see. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Earl, yeah, back to that. And what I kind of ranted about a little bit about, you know, the Great Migration yesterday was this is just statewide racism. I mean, because I see that in North Carolina, it was different. The way people, you know, it's a different situation, different circumstance, not nearly as segregated. Those folks in Madison that never lived or spent much time in Milwaukee, that make decisions about Milwaukee every day, clearly are acting in racist ways. I mean, it's blatant the way it works. I mean, Racine suffers, you know, the cities suffer in Wisconsin. You know, in Green Bay, you have people that are, what did the justice not call them? The regular Green Bay residents?
Well, you know, Eric, Wisconsin is either number one or number two most segregated states in the entire nation. And you can't get away from that. That's a fact. And so outside of Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Madison, a few in Eau Claire, the rest of the state is all white.
Sure.
Okay. So we only make up 5% of the state population. And if that's the truth, and it is, how can we be the biggest problem in the state? How can, you know, how can Milwaukee be at the root? And so what the people don't get and don't understand as they talk about cutting welfare benefits and unemployment benefits, they're so delusional across the state in many places that they blame all of that on black people in Milwaukee when we only make up 5% of the population. So who you're really hurting, it's not the black population, man.
Sure. That's the collateral damage among the quote-unquote white folks.
Yes.
That's collateral damage. They got to go because we really have to hurt these folks.
Yeah, but I think that there are many people who don't realize the percentage of people of color in the state. And so when they're up in Madison and they're making all these draconian, coming up with all these draconian ideas, they think that they're hurting black people. And they don't realize they're hurting rural people.
Right.
You know, as I was talking on the guy's show on yesterday up in Warsaw, you know, if the people who live in rural areas really knew the truth and they need to hear it outside of Fox News, you know, and other conservative stations, and if they just thought just a little bit, right, they would realize they've been had.
Not to get too deep, but in the sense when white folks, I mean, this has been widely written and widely reported that when we think about poor, our default is black folks.
I know.
It's black people.
I know.
And so when we think about it, I mean, it's kind of conditioned into our head to think that those are the only black people. I mean, poor people.
I know, but
in Wisconsin, like everyone else is doing great.
Those are
the only poor people.
And
the news reinforces it. You don't see stories out in the rural area of the struggles.
And even nationally, we only make up 12.5% of the population.
Sure.
So if those things are true, and they are, man, somebody's been given a soul a false bill of goods, right?
Yep.
And so anyway, hey, Eric, as always, man, good stuff. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. I'll return on tomorrow. We have my good friend Joel McNally from Charlottesville, Virginia, will be joining us, and we'll have another great conversation. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
four times the fun, four times the excitement, four times the reasons you need to get to the Oasis Project's May 4th Splash for Cash event at Springwater Park. Join us for a day of fun in 45,000 square foot indoor water park, water slide, activity pools, game arcade, snack shop, 50-50 raffle.
All right, I won!
And 100 envelope wall. Go to oasisprojectwi.org/splash. That's Oasis Project.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.